praise God, and we ought to be on our knees. We ought to be in our beds. We ought to be sitting down where we sit, and praise God, we ought to be praying that God will heal their bodies. And guess what? Since we are so in love with these things called cell phones, praise God, we could pick up that cell phone, praise God, and every now and then call somebody, ask them how well they're doing. I was riding Friday. I had gone to do some things, and I have a fraternity brother who is in the nursing home. On the 2nd of December, he's going to turn 92 years old. So I was riding, and the Spirit quickened my mind and said, you know, you need to go visit Brother Roberts. I said, wow. Oh, the Spirit would tell me that. I'm driving my truck. I'm going. So I turned down Versailles, went on down, and I went to the nursing home. Not Annie Mae Mathers. Praise God. The one that's over there by Lavallee, right across the street from Lavallee. Come on, somebody give me the name of it. Say it again. Not Lexington House. No. I'm on Windermere, going down. Windermere coming on down. Windermere coming on down. It's on the coming on down towards. Say that again. Brookhaven, Brookdale. Praise God. Thank you. And so, I said, well, let me go in here, and visit this brother. And when I walked through the door, I told her, I said, look, I'm looking for Brother and Sister Roberts. And the lady said, oh, yeah, they just finished eating. Okay. And I said, well, can they take any visitors? Oh, yeah, they can take some visitors. And so they took me to the room. Praise God. And when the door opened, oh, Lordy, when the door opened, I'm talking about laboring ahead. When the door opened, here's a man that's just about ready to turn 92 years old. And his wife standing there, and when they saw my face, I wished that I could have taken a picture of the expression that was on their face. And I sat there, and I think I sat there for about an hour. And then I left. Praise God. We're talking about laboring ahead. I'm talking about doing some things, praise God, that's going to help brothers and sisters. Amen. Sisters, you need to go visit some of these sisters. Brothers, you need to go visit some of these brothers. If you can't visit them, pick up the telephone. Call them. Ask them, praise God, how's your day going? You just don't know what that does for a person. Amen. And if everybody in here, praise God, will just find somebody.
Therefore, seeing we are also compassed about by such a greater cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us, and let us run with patience.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYT KQJO. We read to you out of the book of Revelations, and we read verse 18 and 19. I'm going to read them for you again, just to reiterate what we were talking about adding and taking away from the Word of God. Saints of God, this is a no-no. We cannot add anything to the Word of God, and we cannot take anything away. Verse 18 says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him plagues that are written in this book." Verse 19, "And if any man shall take away from the words of this book, of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book." Now that is serious, saints of God. You don't want to go around half telling the truth about the Word of God, misappropriating the truth of the Word of God, taking away a little here and a little there just to make somebody happy. You can't do that. You're taking away your own life from the Word of God. You're taking away your own life, and your name will be taken out of the book of life. You cannot come into the holy city. That's what it says. You can't come into the holy city, and your name will be taken from all of the things that's written in this book. So that means everything, that eternal life that God has given us, those that teach and preach and live the way he say live, you're taking that away, and you will be eternally damned, and your place will be in hell, where you will live forever and ever. So saints of God, it's not worth it. If you're teaching and preaching the Word of God, you cannot add anything to it, and you can't take anything away. You know, when you hear people doing all this heeing and hawing around with the Word of God, and they're not willing to speak clear and plain, just like it is written in the book, you know, then we need to not listen to these type people, because we know that their portion is going to be taken away from them, and that's going to be a sad day for them. So this is why God has given me this today. This is a word of knowledge for the church, a word of correction for the church. And he wants his church to be correct. He wants them to be holy and righteous in this present world. And that's why he's giving us a warning. This is just a warning. Before we go back to this lesson, you know, we want you to consider this, what spiritual growth is. We want you to consider this. You know, if preachers don't know when they're going against the Word of God, this is part of your knowledge also. This is a word of knowledge from God to his church. It's a warning. For one thing, it's a warning, and then it's correction. You know, it's just a warning. Before we get back into the lesson, this is a warning that God has given his church. We're talking about spiritual growth. Well, this is also spiritual growth. When we can listen to prophecies and warnings and words of knowledge from preachers and teachers of God's word, then we're still growing. You know, if a preacher don't know when they're doing wrong against God, God will always send a messenger with corrections. So this is correction for any individual preacher, teacher, who has stepped out of God's will, you know, now you can come back. You don't want your name to be blotted out of the book of life. You don't want to be left out of the holy city. This is something you don't want, saints of God. I'm talking to leadership now. All these plagues that's in the book will come on you if you misappropriate the word of God. If you add anything to it, or if you take anything away from the word of God. So I ask you, is stepping out of God's word worth all that? You know, if you're with God, you will take a stand, a hard stand, or you will be blotted out of the book of life. And I don't know if anybody that want to be blotted out of the book of life. You know, spiritual growth means you grow in knowledge. You grow in the word of God, knowledge of the word of God. Knowing and adhering to prophecies and words from God, that's also growing. When you listen to prophecies and you begin to adhere to those prophecies, do what they say. Somebody give you a word from God. That's what they call it, a word from God, but it's a word of knowledge. God will often give a messenger a word of knowledge to give to his people. This is also growing up into God in all things. In Corinthians 12 and 27, Paul said, "Now we are the body of Christ and members in particular." Verse 28, "And God has set some in the church first, apostles, secondary prophets, third, lit teachers, after that, miracles and gifts of healing, helps, government, diversities of tongues." And and we want to go back up to verse 7. And he said, and diversities of tongues. And in verse 7 it says, Paul said that the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. And then he says, verse 8, "For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit." And so this is what I just gave you, a word of knowledge from God. And when God stops you in the middle of your message and tell you this is what you have to say because this is what's necessary right now, then you don't argue, you just do it. And so I gave that message about adding and taking away. You cannot preach your type of gospel. You cannot preach what you want to preach. No matter how you want to be aligned with the things of this world, we cannot be. We are prohibited. We can't be. You can't do two things. You can't live for God and live for the devil. You can't. The old people used to say when I was growing up, you can't straddle a fence. In other words, you can't do God's thing and one foot in God's world and the other foot in the devil's world. It doesn't work like that, you know. So you have to give the word exactly the way God said it. And I told you, we're not to add to the word and we're not to subtract from the word. Saints of God, God is not playing with us. God wants us to do what he said do, or we shouldn't even be in the field. We shouldn't be the prophets, the teachers, the preachers, the anointed ones of God. We can't be that and do things our way. As I told you from the beginning, we went to Genesis and we showed you God created everything in this world. He did it with the words of his mouth. He even created us, mankind. And he gave us to be the head over all things of this earth. So how can you have your own will in your own way with teaching and preaching what he said teach and preach? It's not going to work, saints of God. Well, we must teach and we must preach the word just like it is written and just like God reveals it to us. Because just like he revealed that word of corrections to you, and I was